It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hi, this is Larry London. So great to have you with us once again here on Border Crossings. I have a special show just for you. Today on our program, we have singer, songwriter, classic rock star, and good friend of Bruce Springsteen, Tom Principato, joining us on Border Crossings. So get ready for a special show. Tom Principato and his band are here, so stick around on Border Crossings.
Train going down the track. I don't care if I never go back. If the going gets tough, then it's time to go. Robert Johnson told me so. Took a trip down Texas way. Never even knowing I would rule the day. Took my rider there with me, but I was blind. I could not see. Train, no.
London, and we welcome you to Border Crossings. We have a guest in our studios today, well-known throughout Metro D.C. and, of course, throughout the world, as he is an international recording artist. We welcome Tom Principato in our studios, and he's here on tour for a brand-new album, Robert Johnson Told Me So. We welcome you, Tom, and I want to know, who is Robert Johnson and what it is that he told you?
Well, hey, Larry, thanks for inviting us. Robert Johnson was a mythical Mississippi Delta blues singer in the 30s. He had a lot of songs that he wrote that were later popularized and made hits by guys like Eric Clapton, the song Crossroads. Mm-hmm. I think even the movie was loosely based, supposedly, on his story. Mm-hmm. And he wrote his subjects of songs was a lot about dealing with the devil and that kind of thing. One of my stories about Robert Johnson is that because of recording technology in the 30s and his lack of articulation, it was kind of hard to understand the lyrics at first listen to his recording. So I always say it took me a while to figure out just exactly what it was he was trying to tell me. But once I did, then I wrote the title song.
Mm-hmm. And so I assume he's alive, and I assume you worked with him?
No, actually, that's one of the things about his myth. He died a mysterious death, supposedly poisoned by a jealous jealous husband of a woman that he was fooling around with. He, I think, was in his 20s when he
died. Oh, really?
Yeah. He only lived a few years.
Hmm. Now, if you could define the kind of music you do, I was reading your bio, and it talks about blues. It talks about some rock. You know, you're doing some work with Chuck Lavelle, who's, you know, he's done keyboards for the Stones. And so on and so forth. So, you know, define your style of music without putting yourself in a box, you know, format.
Well, these days, I think our style of music has been referred to for a long time as sort of blues rock.
Mm-hmm.
But these days we call it eclectic roots music because we really even do a lot of different, we have a lot of different influences other than blues and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a tango. We do some Latin rock stuff that's kind of like Santana.
Mm-hmm.
We do R&B. Blues, rock, so.
And you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
A few times around the block,
mm-hmm.
as they say. But you're in our studios on tour. We're going to talk more about the new album. I want to ask if you would do a song for us, since our worldwide audience is now very eager to hear something live from you guys.
Yeah, this is another root style that I didn't mention that we do. It's a song from our Raising the Roof CD, and it's a reggae tune, In the Middle of the Night.
Okay.
Song.
ache and pain. Ooh. And all of the wrong. In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night.
Tom Principato and the guys. Do you have a name for the band right now? Are you using a...
It's Tom Principato Band, Tom and Principato. It's Jay Turner on bass.
Okay, hello.
Joe Wells on drums.
Hello.
And Josh Howell on percussion, vocals, and harmonica.
And hello to you. And welcome, guys, to our studios. Wasn't a far drive. You live in D.C., I guess.
Actually, I live in Falls Church, and Joe lives in Northern Virginia, and... Columbia, Maryland, and near Baltimore.
Well, see, you guys are all from this area. Very proud of your roots, because I looked at the cover of the new album, and you got a map of D.C. on the cover.
Yeah. Well, the joke there is that with the map on the cover, we have Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is where Robert Johnson is from, uh-huh. Half, and the other half is Falls Church. So
yeah.
I drew my own connection.
and you know, listening, you know, you go blues and reggae, and it's kind of like your tour schedule. Virginia, France, I mean...
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But you kind of mix it up. So being on tour, how's the tour going? And you having fun? And
yeah, and having the CD come out has been a good lift for business and reception, and everybody's digging the album. We have a nice two-week tour of France planned for next April. Mm-hmm. And we've got some good local gigs coming up, so yeah.
And of all the places you like to go internationally, and I've seen you've been to many, many looking at the places, do you have favorites that you like to return to? Because we're broadcasting to an international audience.
Yes,
right now,
I'm aware you broadcast to Europe, and I'm glad I mentioned the French tour. Well, I really love Spain. Barcelona is one of my favorite countries. We like France for the wine and the food, and Belgium is nice. Germany, Italy, they'll kill you with the food. Greece. We've been going to South America, too. I like Buenos Aires a lot.
But you eat well, that's for sure.
I try to.
All those places.
What's the point? I mean, that is the point.
So what, you know, what would be, as an American musician, what do you notice is the biggest differences in the audiences you play to in international places that you go versus here when you're playing a show?
Well, I have to say, this is pretty well known, but European audiences really are a lot more receptive and appreciative. And to give you an example, if we were to play in a nightclub in Europe, there would never be a television on during the performance or people playing pool in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They sit and listen. They're very attentive, though. They often don't dance either. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like a concert. It's art to them.
Do you perform in Asia? China, Japan is a big international
The closest we've been to Asia is Turkey. Mm-hmm. We were actually in the Asian part of Turkey. Mm-hmm. But no, we usually just keep to Europe.
All right. Well, Tom Principato is our guest, and the new album came out in September, and it's I'm sure meeting with great reception so far, as your other albums have. Now, the last one came out, I think, in 2011. Why did you wait 2-3 years to put out a new album?
Well, we felt like the last one, A Part of Me, which had a lot of special guests on it, we really felt like it was a special statement for us. And so we wanted to make sure that the follow-up was really good, too. And so we took a lot of time and care with it.
What goes around comes back around. What goes up comes back down. What goes around comes back around. What goes up comes back down. Everything you do is coming right back to you. All that you say comes back your way. The laws of karma will prevail. One thing for sure, it never fails. What around comes back around. What goes up comes back down. What goes around comes back around.
a fight. Well, that's the way it's gotta be. I won't back what's rightful in mine. I'm not taking no for an answer this time. It ain't over till it's over, and the angels sing till they're throwing dirt on my face and the church bells ring. I've got a few miles behind me and a lot more to go, so I don't write me off yet or make a bad bet with a know-it-all so-and-so. It ain't over till it's over, and the angels sing till they're throwing dirt on my face and the church bells ring.
Deal, and you've composed, I don't know, some 50 songs, but I would imagine you've written hundreds of songs. I mean, as a songwriter, you're always writing. You always have ideas inspired by other things you see every day.
That's true. No, I think really the total number of songs I've written is somewhere around 75 or 80.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and when you write for your band, is it a collaborative effort, or are you the guy that writes the songs? Or
well, usually I'll have at least a general idea. Mm-hmm. I don't like to assign parts, so I like to just bring the song idea to the band. Maybe I'll have a demo mm-hmm. of me just strumming on the guitar, mm-hmm. and then ask everyone to contribute, and that's a good formula for us.
I like to ask, strangest place you've ever written a song?
Well, there isn't one. It's usually just in my home.
That's it?
Sometimes, well...
idea didn't come to you in the shower, or...?
No, well, you know, at a ski
at a
resort
bus stop.
In the French Alps.
While you're going down the Alps. Hey, I got a song!
Yeah, actually, I've written a couple of songs on airplane rides, that long 8 or 9 hour
right,
trip
right,
between
right.
Europe and U.S.
And so it's always been music for you, or...?
Yes, in one form or another. I mean, I own an indie record label,
right.
Powerhouse Records.
Which was the name of your band years ago, right?
Yes, Powerhouse? In the 70s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I named the record company after Powerhouse when I first started it to reissue the album that band recorded in mm-hmm. the 70s. I also have my own publishing company. Mm-hmm. I do my own bookings. I've authored a chord book.
Wow. And I guess they called you a master craftsman of the guitar. That was the term used. And
That's because they didn't say schmuck from Paul's Church with a guitar.
And you endorse Fender. I mean, you got to.
Yeah, I endorse Fender. I'm not sure how much they endorse me, but on paper, yeah, I'm with Fender.
And it also, your bio said that you are into gadgets and experimenting with stuff as a musician. So I guess you like to tinker around.
Yeah, it's not that extreme. I mean, really, you can see I have a bunch of accessories here. We call them just pedals, and I always like to try the new stuff. There's so much new stuff coming out. It's fun to try.
Mm. All right, well, we're going to try some new music from Tom Principato right now. If you do another song for us, I would love to hear something.
Okay,
what
great.
What are you going to do?
I think we'll do Don't Want to Do It from
the story behind this? Every song's got a story.
Just about a loss, not wanting to let go of a lost love.
All right. Tom Principato on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Tom Principato on The Voice of America. The new album is called Robert Johnson Told Me So. You sound an awful lot like Eric Clapton.
I've heard that, but I don't think he'd agree.
Probably not, but...
And I don't think anybody ever says to him, you sound like Tom Principato. But I take that as a compliment.
Now, who would you credit with influencing your career with, as far as music goes? I mean, you've listened to a lot of people, worked with a lot of people. Where'd you get your most influence?
Well, the original inspiration to want to play guitar came from my parents' records, most notably Chet Atkins and Les Paul, and my dad had some Charlie Christian records. Later, when I discovered blues in the 60s, a teenager, it was Hendrix, Clapton, and Cream. And then when I discovered the Masters, I mean, B.B. King has been a lifelong influence. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those guys, Albert King, Freddie King, Otis Rush, Robert Jr. Lockwood, mm-hmm. Robert Johnson.
Mm. You must get kind of discouraged when you listen to music today. There's nothing like that anymore. There's not guitar-driven music being made uh-huh. these days.
Well, there's a few guys, but yeah, you're right. But that's kind of our mission,
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the last two albums have been about, is to just do it the good way it used to be done, but not in a retro way.
Right,
but,
right.
Just to do the real stuff.
And when you're recording, is it organic? Do you lay the tracks all together as a band, or do you do it the way a lot of musicians mail it in? You know, I mean, you record your thing at home on a computer, laptop, and then somebody mixes them together.
I have 17 albums out, and almost all of them have been recorded live in the studio. It's usually with the core, mm-hmm. the guitar, bass, and drums. Mm-hmm. I like to go for live guitar solos. I don't like to overdub solos. Mm-hmm. I also like the way that the band can respond to the live solos in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
With the Part of Me CD, because we had so many different guests spread out over the country, there was some overdubbing, and mailing in kind of stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And with this album... We still went in live and did the core stuff and then put stuff on top of it. I mean, you always redo the vocals and things like that.
And most of it's original stuff?
All of it.
All of it's original.
Yeah.
Wow. Keeping it fresh. That's one way to keep things going. I mean, you've been doing this so long. The challenge is to stay relevant, to stay, to keep current.
Yeah, and to keep growing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And for so many years, I concentrated on my guitar skills, but now I'm really trying to concentrate on my songwriting and vocal skills, too. And we're trying to show that in these last albums, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, guitar-wise, who would you say is the best guitarist, living or dead, in your opinion? Best guitarist?
Well, I really like Mark Knopfler.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Metheny's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Trucks is great. Sonny Landreth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bonnie Raitt is great.
Yeah, we've had many in there. Derek Trucks has been on our show.
And, really?
Yeah, he's been here, done this. Robert Cray, a lot of great
mm-hmm.
guitarists
mm-hmm.
have been on. And now we can add you, Tom Principato, to the list. Robert Johnson Told Me So is the new album. And if people want to go online and get the album, where would they go? A website, other than Amazon and iTunes, the standard place. Are you selling them on your website?
Yes, and I have two websites. One is for me and the band. It's tomprincipato.com. And if you can spell it, you're in. There's no E's. And the website for the record company is powerhouserecords.com.
All right.
And we have recordings there by Roy Buchanan, Danny Gatton. Those are two guys I should mention that have been big influences and that I think are all-time great guitarists, mm-hmm. too.
Now, speaking of guitars, do you have a name for your... I know Clapton's Red Rooster or something. Do you have a name for your guitar?
No.
Haven't named it?
No.
Oh. So you don't have that real intimate relationship with the guitar?
Well, I have an intimate relationship with it, but I'm not that. if I name it, it might talk back. So
that would be scary.
Yeah.
What's been, with all the tours and the records you've put out, as you mentioned, 17 albums, and of course you got all these whammies, which you'll have to explain what the heck a whammy is to our international audience.
I'm not sure I know either. It's from the Washington Area Music Association, mm-hmm. and basically we've won for either group, best group, best recording, or best guitarist, sometimes best vocalist.
27?
Yeah.
He says modestly, yeah. That's a lot, 27 awards.
Well, I got a lot of years behind me.
Now, highlight, that's what I was going to ask. With all of these things that have gone on for you, could you single out a highlight?
Well,
Montreux wasn't bad.
Yeah, the Montreux Jazz Festival, we were invited. We headlined mm-hmm. The outdoor stage on the second Friday of the Montreux Jazz Festival in 2011, and I'd have to say that's probably the biggest musical thrill of my life.
So which do you prefer then, guys? You've done the stage with 100,000 people, and you do the clubs with several hundred or 1,000 or whatever it is. I know it's a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 100,000 people, there's a less of a connection, but mm-hmm. it certainly is a thrill and a rush to play for that sea of people. What do you prefer?
I like both, but I'd have to say that I really prefer the smaller, intimate venues
mm-hmm.
where I can really have vocal and visual contact with the audience. Sometimes in the larger venues, when the lights are really bright and the audience is farther away, it is more difficult to connect, especially if you're trying to speak with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like the intimate stuff. I like people to be just right there and catch it all, you mm-hmm. know.
That's great. Well, we're going to catch another song, if you wouldn't mind doing one more.
Oh, okay.
That'd be great. What's this called?
If Love is Blind. And if give Love me a second to tune. Here.
No problem. Tom Principato is on tour right now for the new album, Robert Johnson Told Me So. It's great to have you here in our studios at the
Thanks,
Voice of America. And I know you're not a stranger here. You know your way to the station because you've been here before on VOA.
Yes. Yeah. It's great to be back. Thank you.
Nice to have you here. So, rock and roll.
All right. If love is blind, I hope I'll never see you again.
Tom Principato, rocking and rolling with the guys here in the Voice of America. The new album, Robert Johnson Told Me So, went on sale in September. You can get it on his website. And again, the website addresses are?
TomPrincipato.com and PowerhouseRecords.com.
Are you planning a tour internationally? I see the schedule here, but it, other than France, it doesn't really include much beyond the next couple months.
Actually, we just know that we're going to return to Europe next October. Some of the days will be in France, but we're not. They haven't booked the whole thing yet.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like France is your favorite place, or the place you go to
well,
most often?
Well, our record company for Europe is based in Paris.
Ah, okay.
So, and by that, through the record company and some other musicians I've played with there, we've come on to a new booking agent in France. Mm-hmm. So they don't speak a lot of English, so we're staying to the French-speaking countries right now.
Right, right. Well, isn't that fun, though, when you go on stage and they don't really speak the language, but they know your music or they can sing along with you? And
it's great. Fortunately, in most of the countries we visit, they do speak a fair amount of English. Mm-hmm.
More than we speak French.
That's for sure. We speak menu.
Menu. That. I'll have that and one of those with a side of that.
Vin Rouge.
If you left with a feeling that you run out of time, it's so hard to be the one who's left behind. Help me make it through another day. Lead me along. Show me the way. Please help me, Lord, make it through another day. Why do we suffer loss? Why must we pay the cost? Does it have to be that way? I guess I shouldn't mind. I run out of time. I can rest my poor heart and ease my worried mind. And though I'm on my way, I know heartache. Tell me, make it through.
your dream band, Tom Principato's dream band, besides these guys, because I know they're way up there on your list. But if you could make a band that you would want to perform with, who would be in that band?
Oh, man. I'd have to say it would be great to have Sonny Landreth as another guitarist. Chuck Lavelle on keyboards would be great. Willie Weeks on bass, if I couldn't have Jay. And I guess Jim Brock on drums if I couldn't have Joe.
You guys are sounding great, and I really, really enjoyed the opportunity to have you in our studios. You know, I've heard your music for a while. I heard your name mentioned quite a few times. So it's a pleasure to have you here, Tom Principato, and the guys as well. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks, Larry. We appreciate it.
This album sounds great. And what song should we be looking out for on the album, the new album? What are your favorites?
Rain Came Pouring Down. Robert Johnson Told Me So. What goes around comes around.
All right. Well, get a copy of the album, and it's TomPrincipato.com. Just that easy?
Yep.
Just that easy. And also you can go to, the other one was PowerhouseRecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, there you go. I'm a quick learner. Go pick up the new album, Robert Johnson Told Me So. Tom Principato, thank you guys for coming in. This is the Voice of America. I'm Larry London. Thanks to the whole crew for putting together today's program. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.